all about the story. Well, I thought I did too till tonight. Amen. But you've got your Bibles you want to read with us. There's five things that I want to show you here. The Bible said in the first verse, now the word of the Lord in the first verse in the first chapter came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Amen. Tonight, the title of the message of God has sin is getting in trouble with God. Amen. How many's ever been in trouble with God, church? I'm going to tell you, I'm not a real smart man. I tell people all the time, I've been accused of a lot of things, and fart has never been brought up, amen, in my conversation. Amen. But there's one thing I do know. When I get in trouble with God, all I got to do is go home. Amen. Glory to God tonight, church. Amen. Now, you know the easiest way to get in trouble with God is to do something He says not to do, or not do something He says to do. I'll never forget the last church that I pastored was up in Blairsville, Georgia. Three different times they came to me and they asked me if I'd take the church. I said, no, I wasn't interested. I wanted some time off. Amen. Then I met with the deacons, and the deacons said, will you pray about it? I thought as to say, no, Brother Jeff. Amen. But I did, and I tell people that's where I messed up. Amen. If I hadn't have prayed about it, I wouldn't have had to go. Amen. But what would have happened if I hadn't have gone? I'd have gotten in trouble with God. I told Kathy, I said, well, I'm going to go up there. If God's going to make me go, amen, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to stay for a year. And then I'm going home, amen. 5 years later, God let me leave, amen. Getting in trouble with God. Now, God had told Jonah to do something. It was a very simple thing to do. Jonah, just go down to Nineveh and tell them to repent. Amen. But Jonah wanted to do things his way. You ever want to do things your way? Oh, I'm going to tell you. Tonight, church, I called Jeff. I said, Jeff, have I got to wear a tie? He said, no, you don't have to. He said, just come anyway like you would your own church. I went in. I told Kathy, I said, I ain't wearing no tie tonight. She said, yes, you are. Amen. Jeff said, well, I see you changed your mind. I said, no, she changed it. Amen. Let me tell you tonight, if I hadn't wore this tie, I'd have gotten in trouble with Kathy. Amen. Yeah. You ever got in trouble with your wife? I'll take God any day. Amen. Woo. Yes. God told him to do something. Jonah decided I'd do it my own way. Hey, you know, I don't want to go to Nineveh. I do not want to go to Nineveh. You ever done something you didn't want to do? You ever had to do something you didn't want to? Oh, I'd never forget. Hey, man, I was pastoring a church down in Fayetteville, Georgia. I was down there about 9 years, and I was preaching to the church one day, and I was telling them about, I can only use my life. And I was telling them about how sorry I was, the things that I had done, Brother Jeff. Hey, man, and I was trying to get a point over to them. Hey, man, one of the good sisters walked up coming out of church. I said, Brother Lee, you're really not all that bad. Amen. That church, I'm telling you tonight, if God's telling you to do something, the best thing you can do is do it. Amen. Whoa. If you don't want us to get in trouble, I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm trying to get into the message, church. You pray for us. Amen. Now, the Bible said, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. And look at what it said. So he paid the price. Amen. I'm going to tell you, church, he paid the price in more ways than one. He paid the price, amen, for what God did to him. He paid the price to get on the ship. He paid the price to get off the ship. He paid the price to get in the boat of the fish. He paid the price in everything he did. Today, church, if we go against God, we pay the price. Amen. Oh, I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but nobody has to tell me when I've gone against God. And I'm going to tell you, Tony, amen, nobody has to tell me when I've done something wrong. I'm going to tell you, nobody has to. And I'm going to tell you this, I don't even have to wait till I do it before I know it's wrong if I do it, amen. God's already put it in there. God told Jonah, said, you go down to Nineveh. No, God. No, God. You ever argued with God? Let me tell you, somebody else had argued with God. The rich man argued with God. Amen. The rich man did. Over there, you'll find a place over there in Luke, amen, where he said, will you send him to warn my five brethren? And God said, if they will not, they have the prophets. And if they will not believe them, they won't. But yea, God, they'll believe one to come from the dead. Amen. I'm telling you today, church, you can't argue with God and win. Amen. You can argue with him. I'm going to tell you, you can argue, but it doesn't help, and you won't win. Now, the next thing I want to show you here, you can't hide from God. You ever thought about it? Now, I'm going to tell you, I might do something. I'll be honest with you, I really can't. I was going to say I might do something my wife don't know about. I got too big a mouth. Amen. I'd come confessing sure as the world, Brother Jeff. I'd have to. Amen. But you can't do something and God not know about it. Amen. How many is God's children here tonight, church? Amen. You've been saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Raise your hand if you ain't ashamed of it. Amen. Do you realize? Amen. My children, when they were growing up, before they go out and do something wrong, before they ever got home, Dad knew about it, or Mom knew about it. They never could understand how we knew about it, because we knew half of the county, Brother Jeff. They knew that they were our sons. They'd call us up and say, you know what I saw Kenny doing? Do you know where I saw Kevin go in? Amen, we knew about it. Let me tell you today, church, amen, if I knew half of the county and knew what was going on, Lord of God, God knows everybody. And he knows what you're doing. He knows the thoughts you just had. He knows the intent of your heart. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. You cannot hide from God. Amen. Whoa. I had somebody tell me one time, preacher. Amen. Who you been talking to? I ain't been talking to nobody. Amen. I just been listening to the Lord. Tonight, church, if you don't like this message when I get through, you don't blame me. You blame Jeff. He asked me to come. Amen. Amen. You cannot hide from God. Amen. Baba said, the Lord sent out a great wind. He didn't send it just anywhere. He sent it out to that ship that was on the sea that had the prophet in the belly of it. That's where he sent it. I guarantee you, anywhere else on that sea or that ocean, anywhere else, the water was calm. Amen. Anywhere else, the wind wasn't blowing. Anywhere else, the ship wasn't tossing. I guarantee you, only that ship was tossing, EJ. Only that ship was having trouble. Only that ship was in trouble. Why? Because somebody, amen, was there that had gone against God. Amen. You ever been in a really good service? One of the good brethren stand up and say, God has impressed upon me to say something. And then everything die. You ever done that? Hey man, I have. You know what I want to say? I never have. But what I want to say is you want to sit down. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. Tonight, church, they went against God. God's not in it every time. Amen. I got a testimony. God ain't in it. Amen. Let me tell you something, and this ain't going to cost anybody anything. Amen. But the Bible said in Revelation that our works would be tried so as by fire. Amen. I'm going to tell you every time that I've ever stood and sang a song, it wasn't because God told me to do it. Every time I've ever stood and testified, it wasn't because God told me to do it. Every time I've ever witnessed to somebody, Tony, it was not because God told me to do it. According to the book of Revelation, every bit of that's going to burn up. Every bit of that's going to be done away with. Amen. But you know what's going to stand, Jeff? Every time God told me to tell somebody about Jesus, Every time God told me to say a song, amen. Every time God told me to do something, and I did it, that'll stand, amen. Get it in trouble with God. Oh, now, I'd like to stand here and tell you I've never done anything wrong. But I'm in the pulpit. Amen. Tonight, church, I wear the scars of sin. I've always, ever since I was 16 years old, I've wore the scars of sin. Amen, Brother Tony and I went to school together. Coming out of the school that day, see, I was saved as a child, Brother Jeff. Amen. I was saved as a child, a young man. 12 years old, God saved me. Amen. But when I got up a little age, Tony, I got just as wild, just as mean, just as bad as you could get. Coming out of the high school, I'd been drinking all day. Amen. Putting stuff in a locker ain't nothing new, Brother Jeff. That day, I'd had everything in my locker. I'd go by the locker and get me something. Hey, going out of the car, church, we hit a telephone pole right in front of the school. Amen. And church, I want you to know I went through the windshield at 100 miles an hour and caught nothing but my face. Amen. Oh, cut my nose off. Amen. Put scars, did plastic surgery on my face. They quit counting stitches at 350 in my face alone. Estimated 500. Amen. Remember that, Tony? Just in my face alone, church. This old boy come up. I can't remember his name. I'm laying out there on the side of the ground. I leaned up against the car, trying my best to pull myself up. Don't even have a nose on my face. Amen. This old boy comes by. Big old boy. I can't remember his name. Football player. Said, "You need to lay down, Lee." I said, "I ain't going to lay down." He said, "You better." I swung at him, missed, hit the car, and broke my arm in four places. Amen. Yes, Lord. Tell you, I wear the sins today. My daddy come to me one time with something. He said, "Son, now I'm going to tell you this, and you may disagree with me." He had been married before, and the church he was going to asked if he would be ordained as a deacon. And he come to me and said, "I want you to preach my ordination sermon." Now my daddy was my best friend, Tony. Amen. I said, "Dad, I said, I not only will not preach your ordination, I will not be there if you have it to come to pass." Amen. He said, "Why, son?" I said, "Dad, I said, you'd been married before." I said, "And the Bible qualifies or disqualifies you for that." I said, "Just like the scars I wear, they're on me for the rest of my life. There's nothing I can do about them. They will always be there, even though I had plastic surgery. There's scars on each side under it." Tonight, church, amen, you'll wear the scars of sin when you go against God, amen. You will. God knows where you're at. Now, the next thing I want to show you, and I was going to try to hurry. Jonah's prayer, the first thing I want to show you is God will put you in a situation to where you'll listen to him. You ever turned a deaf ear to God? Oh, I have. Well, I'm going to. You're looking at the most stubborn person in the world. Amen. You are. I have turned a deaf ear to God. I said, "No, God, I don't care. I'm not going to do it." You ever argued with God, Jeff? I have. "God, I don't care. I'm not going to do it." God said, "Yes, you are." I said, "No, I'm not." And when God got through, I'm like one of the prophets of old. I went over there, got a coal off the altar, touched it out of my lips and said, "Here am I. Lord, you send me." God will put you in a position to where you got to listen to him. Amen. He will. Now the Bible said here that God prepared a great fish. I believe Peter said it was a whale. Amen. Somebody told me one time, we got into discussion, and they said there's no way that a fish can swallow a man and him still live. Amen. I said, they're exactly right. It cannot happen unless God doesn't prepare it. Amen. God prepared the fish. Now, God put him in a position, church, he didn't want to be in. He liked laying up there in the belly of that ship. He thought he was going to do something his own way, and it didn't work. Back in 2010, Kathy, and I'm not going to get into that, but Kathy about died. Matter of fact, they'd given up on her. The doctor said, there's no way she's coming home. They told me that time and time again, Jeff. And God prevailed, and God allowed her to come home. And somebody come up to me one day, and they just absolutely insulted me. They asked me this question. Brother Lee, if Kathy had have died, would you have quit preaching? God help them. Amen. I ain't doing this because of Kathy. Amen. I ain't doing this for anybody other than God. Because I'm scared of what God will do if I don't do it. Amen. I tell you right now, Brother Jeff, you made a statement not long ago when I was here that you wanted me to preach before I had to start pastoring again. Amen. I'm going to tell you this. I don't want to pastor again. Amen. Will I not do it? If God says to, I will. Amen. Why? Not because I want to. Because I'm scared of what He'll do if I don't. Amen. See, church, we're not scared of God no more. Some of us need a big fish, don't we? Amen. Some of us need that big old fish to come. Imagine how Jonah felt. Here he is waddling around in the ocean. And about that time, this big old fish opens that mouth and grabs him, takes him. Jonah didn't stop at the mouth. Jonah didn't hold on to the tongue. I'm fixing to show you. Jonah went all the way to the back of the fish. Amen. Now, Jonah prayed. It's the only way you're going to get back in with God is to pray. You know, it's not every time we face trouble in our life that's because of us or our disobedience. But I'm going to tell you, church, more times that we face it, it is because of us than it isn't. Amen. It's because of us. We get in trouble with God. You've been in trouble with God. I'll never forget this, and I'll move on. I didn't intend to preach this long. But I was a young preacher, Brother Jeff, and God had showed me something in the Word of God. And it wasn't what everybody else preached. It was a little different. God showed me this, and I'm telling you, I knew that God said, this is it. I went to this good preacher friend of mine, been preaching a lot longer than I had. I said, Don, let me ask you something. This is what God showed me. Oh, no, Lee. You're wrong. You're wrong. Next Sunday, God told me to preach that. I said, No, God. Don said I was wrong. No, I'm not preaching it. And I didn't. Guess who got in trouble? Guess who had a big fish come up on them? Guess who went all the way to the back of the fish? Amen. 6 months, I couldn't pray. I couldn't preach. I couldn't get in touch with God. I'd pick up my Bible, and it's just like reading a newspaper. Amen. I got out of touch with God. One night I was praying. I said, God, I'm tired. God, I'm tired. Please, Lord, listen to me. And He spoke to my heart just like I'm speaking to you right now. He says, next time you listen to me. Guess what? Next Sunday I preached it. Amen. Yes. Come to find out,
God was right. Amen. God was right. Now I'm going to show you this and then we'll close. Jonah's prayer was three parts right here. I'd never seen this until God showed this to me. In the second through the fourth verse, and the Bible said in the second chapter, and God, Jonah prayed unto the Lord God out of the fish's belly. I believe if I was in a whale, I'd be praying too, wouldn't you? Amen. I believe I would. And said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. In other words, God, you've given me your best shot. Amen. God, I can't take it no more. But look at this. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. He remembered home, didn't he? Woo! I'll still look back home. I don't care how far you get away, church. Home is always there. Amen. There's a song that says you can't never go back home again. I can't stand that song. You can too. Amen. Let me show you the next part. The waters compassed about even to the soul. The death closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. In other words, they're pulling me down. Sin had done gotten me as far as I could go. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption. Oh, my God, you brought me out of that corruption. Amen. Sound familiar? Sound familiar? Hey, I've been to the bottom of the mountains. Somebody says he didn't go that far because the pressure would have killed him. Not if God prepared the fish. Amen. Yeah, I've been down there. God, you ever been as low as you could get? You ever been so low you couldn't pray? I have. You ever been that low, Jeff? I know, pastoring, you have. Amen. I've been that low. I'll never forget one time this dear friend of ours. You know him, John and Brenda Corner. She had cancer, and she said, Lee, I can't pray. I was her pastor. I said, well, you just move over and let me carry your load. Amen. I said, I'll do your praying. She got through the cancer about that time Kathy got sick. I told her, I said, Brenda, I can't pray. I said, I try, but I'm just so troubled. She said, you move over and let me carry the load. Amen. Let me tell you today, church, amen. He said, though, amen, the mountains and the bottoms and the earth and her bars was about me forever, yet thou has brought me a life from corruption. Amen. I've been to the bottom, but I'm coming to the top. Glory to God. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! And then the third part. It sounds like he's getting ready to do something, don't it? Amen. Sounds like God got him where he wanted him to be. So he listened to what God wanted to say. When my soul fainted within me, listen to this, I remembered the Lord. I want that to sink in. When my soul fainted within me, when I couldn't do anything else, when I'd gone as far as I could go, when the devil was telling me to give up, that nobody cared. Amen. When I'd done all I could do, then I remembered God. You know what David said? I like what Moses said. God, Moses was down real low one day. He had 2.5 million people come out of Egypt with him. Amen. He was down real low, and he couldn't. He was trying to do it himself. He said, God, I'm just ready to give up. God, I just want to give up. He said, God, but will you strengthen me? And I'm just paraphrasing this. God said, he said, just let me see you, God. Just let me see you. Amen. And God said, Moses, I can't do that. He said, ain't nobody ever looked on me and lived. He said, but I tell you what I will do. There's a place in the cleft of the rock. He said, I'll put you over there. He said, and then when I pass by, you can see my hinder parts. In other words, Moses, you can see I'm still here, amen. You can see I'm still with you tonight, church. God hasn't forsaken you, amen. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter if you're in trouble with God or not, he still loves you, amen. He does. Amen. I love my wife. 44 years. It ain't always been easy. Sometimes I had to love her through, but I still loved her. And sometimes she's had to do that with me. I don't know why, but she did. But she still loves me, Tony. Charlene loves you. Amen. I don't know why. Amen, but she does. See, I don't give God a lot of reason to love me sometimes, but he does. Amen. I got to say this about my wife. You'd have to know us really good. We do not give each other sympathy for nothing. We don't. Amen. When she come home from the hospital, amen, she come home. A few days, I waited on her while she was in the bed. A few days, she got up. Amen. I said, you feeling better? Yeah. Good. You're on your own. Amen. Amen. We don't. But she has. Since my knees have been messed up, she's run up and down steps for me to get something. She has brought my food to me. She has just said, here, you lay back and let me take care of you. I don't know what's coming, but I know it ain't for free. Amen. Amen. Whoa. When these knees get better, I'm going to be on my own. I'm going to ride it long as I can. Amen. Church, I want to show you the last thing. See, when my wife and I got married, I loved her unconditionally. It didn't matter. No matter what she did in our marriage, no matter where she was or anything, I loved her unconditionally. I'll never forget. I'm going to tell you this, and then I'll move on, I promise. At Hawthorne Baptist Church, some of y'all remember that church? The night I fell in love with my wife, I had a friend of mine go to that church, and I said, I'll meet you at that church if you will go to a party with me after it's over. It was on Sunday night. I said, I'll go to church with you, but you got to go with me afterwards. He said, okay. And she walked up. I can tell you what she had on. She had on, I'm going to get some of you husbands in trouble. She had on a navy blue dress with white polka dots that you could see through the arms. She had on a navy blue shoes with white polka dots. She had a navy blue pocketbook. I call it a suitcase, but a pocketbook. Amen. And I knew exactly to this day, 44 years, what she had on. I fell in love. Y'all look like you ain't never done that. Amen. How many husbands are here tonight? Raise your hand. How many are in love? I'm going to put you on the spot. Amen. You did it. You did it. He was first one up, Jeff. You're in trouble. You waited. See? But it ain't been easy. It ain't always been easy. I can't tell you what she had on yesterday, but I can tell you what she had on 44 years ago. But I still love her. And if I love her like that, and I really don't know love, Jeff, you really don't know love. How much more does God love us? Amen. See, church, he could kill us, every one of us, if he wanted to. And we give him reason for it. But God didn't. Being in trouble with God. Last thing I want to show you. His last thing, it says, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving, and I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. When God got through with him, he was ready to go, wasn't he? He was ready to do something. The night I confessed my calling to preach, I wasn't going to do that. This actually did happen. The night before, I put my hand over my mouth to keep from saying it. Kathy had made the statement, if he confesses his calling to preach, I'm going to leave him. Amen. She hates me to say that, but she did. She says, I don't want to be married to a pastor. Amen. I want a deacon. Somebody that you go in one church and you just stay there. I don't want one that I got to go everywhere. That's been 40 years ago and she's still here. Amen. But that next night, I went to the altar. And I got down so low when God got through with me, I was laying on my belly. More than I was last night, Jeff. I mean, on my belly. Finally, I said, God, I'll do it. If that's what you want me to do, I'll do it. Got up, went back to my pew in Fellowship Baptist Church, sitting on the third row. Preacher got up and says, Lee, what have you got to say? I got up, I put my hand, started over my mouth. This happened, church. Something caught my hand right here. I said, before I could get my hand over my mouth, God called me to preach. You're going to think I'm lying, but whatever it was caught it, let go, and I hit myself in the mouth. Amen. Did. My wife was standing there, she'd tell you. See, when God gets through with you, you're ready to do whatever he wants you to do. I've gone through a lot. Now, I want you to see this one last thing. And I was going to try to get without doing it. But the last verse says, and the fish vomited him up. Imagine how, you know, I don't want to sound vulgar here, but you know, vomit don't smell too good. Imagine fish vomit. Buddy, he come up on that land ready to go. Now, I believe God had forgiven him. Tony, I do. I believe God had forgiven him. But he still had that smell on him, didn't he? He still had that fish smell. He still had that vomit on him. But that didn't slow him down. When I come up and I ask God to forgive me, God has forgiven me. Church, God forgave me. I was laying in that hospital. They're running around hollering, he's dying, he's dying. They put 4 shots through that eyeball right there because the eyelid was cut off just to keep it moist. But I was laying in that hospital bed. Buddy, I knew. They come in there. They said his mom and dad's outside. I didn't open my mouth. Didn't open it. They come running back in there and said, the pastor, his parents' pastor's outside. All I could think of was tell him to pray for me. I ain't in no condition to meet God. God got me where he wanted me. So I'm asking you tonight that if you're in trouble with God, and I told you how you get in trouble with God, by either doing what you shouldn't or not doing what you should. But if you're in trouble with God, don't wait. Don't be stubborn like I am. Don't be hard-headed like I am. Don't wait to talk to God about it and get out of trouble. If you were around Kathy and I very much, you would understand that I stay in trouble a lot. And I had a church member to come up and ask me, Lee, how do you get out of all that trouble you get into with her? How? And I said, I learned a long time ago that a credit card and a new dress will get me out of a lot of trouble. Amen. I learned a long time ago, Tony, that if I got in trouble with God, all I had to do was come to Him.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
All I had to do was say, here I am, Lord. God, here I am. I don't know how you pray, but sometimes I just have to get down and say, Jeff, here I am, God. I did it again. I did it again. Will you forgive me? And He does. It's that simple. I don't know how your heart is tonight. And honestly, I wanted to preach on something else. I'd have loved to come in here and preached on heaven. I'd have loved to come in here and preached on Jesus dying on the cross and coming out on the third day. I'd love to preach on something that we could have shouted about. But Jeff, that's what God gave me. Now I'm going to tell you what your pastor did. He walked over here and whispered in my ear. He didn't know I was struggling. Whispered in my ear, you just preach what God's told you to preach. You didn't know that. Tonight, church, I preached what God gave me to preach. While you stand to your feet, they get a verse of some song. He told me to end it. I want one verse of some song. I'm going to ask you, are you in trouble? And you know, most people won't go to the altar to pray because of pride. And they'll say, they'll know. I've had them tell me this. Pastor, they'll know what I've been doing. It ain't nobody's business what you've been doing, but yours and God's. But I tell you, I'd lot rather somebody know that I ain't, that I've been in trouble with God. Church, I have pastored since 1986. And buddy, if I'm at a church and God speaks to my heart, you know where I'm going, Tony? Right to that altar, amen. Because I don't want to stay in trouble. I don't want to stay in trouble with my wife. Buddy, you let her get mad at me? Shoot, here, you want the checkbook? I don't want to stay in trouble with her. I don't want to stay in trouble with God. So tonight, church, I'm going to leave it up to you. It's all in your hands while they sing one verse of some song. One verse, that's all I'm asking for. God do bless.